Looks like almost everybody is on YouTube. Oh, you are right now. Yeah, you are live and recording. You can leave.
Thank you, Richard.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Can you hear me? Okay, good.
Loud and clear.
That's important. Okay, we'll call the meeting to order at 6, it looks like 6:17. Everybody have a chance to read the minutes? If so, any corrections or anything? If not, need a motion and a second to approve them?
So moved.
Okay, Mindy, thank you. Second?
Second.
Okay, who was that? Who seconded?
Sam.
Sam.
Okay, thank you. Okay, all in favor, raise your hand so we can take a count. Okay, thank you.
Her interview says 11:27.
Is our candidate on right now?
One. I believe there may have been a typo in her invitation from last time, and we're trying to confirm if it was updated for this time.
Okay. All right, we'll move on.
Thank you.
Thank you for that information. Okay, as chairman, I'm going to just say a few things before we get going. I appreciate everybody's work, attendance, and with the realization that there's several things we're all combating, and that's COVID-19 fatigue. not having a meeting where we're eyeball to eyeball, which gives a lot of energy and keeps things up tempo. So I'm proud of everybody doing their work, and especially the committee with the questionnaire. Thank you very much for that hard work. Getting that out. Tonight's meeting, there's a few things we want to do. I hope to have input from everybody. We do have to submit some goals and have a discussion on that. Just remember that we are liaisons to the council. And when we're doing things, our goal is to keep everything transparent and to keep improving communications between all that are involved. So we do have some good guidelines on that. And I think always keeping that in mind will keep our goals and stuff going forward. Update on the questionnaire.
Yes, yeah, so hopefully a lot of you have seen. So we were able to put an electronic version of the questionnaire out in Spanish. It was emailed to I believe Fernando, Esmeralda, and also Beatrice from City Council. And Fernando had some great input on there. So keep in mind, when we send, we have a group or a person that the city sends something to. We rely on their accuracy when it comes back. Nobody in the city has the ability to really proof or confirm. Fernando had pointed out a few things which I think we were able to update some, but not everything. And so this has been quite the learning experience, because I believe this is the first questionnaire or anything that's gone out electronically to the public in Spanish, besides like translated press releases and other forms. So big learning experience for the city. We were able to extend the deadline. There has been a great response so far. A lot of really good information that the committee, I think, is gonna be able to take and be able to help identify future goals and, you know, things to really focus on. So very thankful to the committee for being able to put that together. And then, so I believe the December meeting is putting together some time and trying to figure out, you know, interpreting the data that we have and where do we go from there.
Okay, any questions of the chief? Yes, Jan. You're muted, we can't hear you.
Okay, I'm unmuted. I'm new to the council. I was just appointed on Monday and I'm covering for CM, but I was not aware of the questionnaire. So just a question, how does one respond to it? Or is it available?
So what we could do tomorrow is Patty, the police department executive assistant, can send it to your city email address so that you have access to it.
Okay.
And then we ask that you also share that with any groups that you're with. So we're trying to reach as many people as we can. So we have both electronic and printed questionnaires just in case somebody doesn't have access to a computer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Is there a deadline to get them back?
December 15th.
Okay, so there's plenty of time.
Yep. 10th or 15th.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I don't remember.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Next item on...
Wait, I got a question.
Yes, Sam.
Chief Malloy, how many responses around have there been so far?
I think there's been about 150 so far. Yeah. And when you look at the size of our population, you know, we definitely would like to reach a much larger, you know, I was really hoping for 10%. I didn't think that 1,000 was going to be too unrealistic, but not everybody wants to respond. We respect that. And so we're trying to get into as many circles as we can, sharing it with other advisory committees, asking them, you know, please share it with somebody, please share it with somebody. And so, Sam, if you have access, you know, there is no age limit on it. So if you have access to some way that you can share this through Newport High, that would be great. There's still plenty of time to get the information out there.
I definitely think that Harper and I could work with the school to maybe, you know, put an announcement up or something, for sure.
Great.
Yeah, I can definitely talk with the Aspire Center, who does a lot of the outside of school programs, and see if they'd be willing to put it out there.
And you guys,
Community College might be a good resource too.
You're right. I have a contact there that I could send it to. So, and if you're looking, if you can't find it, it's on the city's webpage. It's on our Facebook page. It's on quite a few locations. We put an update out at the beginning of the week just as a reminder that this is out there and that we had extended the deadline. And we'll do it again next week just to make sure we reached everybody.
Yeah, if I could add, on Monday, and then sometime next month, I'm going to be volunteering at the pediatric vaccine clinics here in Lincoln City as well. So I'll be sure to pass it on.
Thank you. Any other questions or statements? Okay, moving on. Monthly statistics. Anybody have any questions on them?
If I could add, Rick had added a couple suggestions and questions, and he actually put those in writing, which was very helpful. And so I'm working with our staff person that does our crime analysis so that we can have a little bit more detail instead of just a generic snapshot, which, so hopefully next month. I haven't had a chance to meet with her yet. She is part-time. Also the only one that is able to extract the data that you see currently, and so she can extract more data. So we'll see what it is we can put together, the effort that it takes, you know, things like that. So hopefully next month we'll be able to have a little bit more detail than just that overview snapshot. And so Rick, thanks a lot for the suggestion.
Any other comments on that? Okay, you guys are easy tonight. Okay, committee goals. How many had a chance to pull that website up and look at some of the goals and get an idea? Good, good. Okay, we've had a couple submitted to us in writing. One was by Rick, correct?
Rick, Mindy, and Sandy. And I think Patty was able to forward all those to the committee. It was last minute tonight, but if you check your email, you should have a few samples of some committee suggestions.
Yeah.
Okay. Keeping in mind what our goals are and our charge by the city council, I don't want us to see stack the deck against ourselves and have quite a few. I'd like to see a good maybe five, six workable goals that we can achieve. We can always amend and add to. Let's kind of go around the deal. Sam, do you have any ideas of what our goals should be?
Yes, I read Rick's goals just before the meeting, and I like them, but I definitely have a couple of things. So like Ed mentioned, I think we should kind of condense our goals into like five or six topics. I like that idea. And also, I believe before our committee actually formed, Spencer, the city manager, sent out a statement to all committees saying that they need to have a diversity, equity, and inclusion plan. And so we should add that, or not like add the plan, but add the agenda to make that plan for ourselves into the goals. Also, I think we should talk about, you know, what we're going to do with the results of our survey, because that's, you know, we've been working on for a little while. And that wasn't in Rick's goals, so I think that should be added. And also, I'd be really interested to have something in the goals about the mental health task force kit and task force and connection with the police department that we talked about a couple meetings ago.
Okay. I'm looking at Pat. Patty, make sure she caught everything. She's giving me the heads up. Okay.
Sam, your connection's a little spotty, so every once in a while a word gets missed. So we're just making sure Patty tried to capture most of what she said.
Good. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Mindy.
You know, it looks like Rick and I sort of approached this from the same direction, which was looking at the charge that we got from City Council, our duties and so on. And so Rick put a lot of time and energy and thought into it, and I didn't, but I just sort of shotgunned using those duties that we actually have to do sort of as goals and combined a couple, but that's what that was all about. And I think Rick did a really good job of distilling all that stuff from our duties into goals. And some of the stuff you're talking about, Sam, are objectives rather than goals. It's hard to keep those two things straight, but they're really good objectives. And I didn't take any time trying to figure out what objectives we could have for each goal. It was just a brainstorm for me, but I think Rick really hit it.
Yes.
Anyway.
You know, looking at his outlines here. Thank you, Rick. Okay.
I'm going to interrupt one more time. There's lots of room to work on objectives. the ones that Sam's talking about and other ones that we're going to come up with to address the goals or to get to the goals that we have. So I'm done. Done interrupting.
Don't worry about it.
And the only thing that I tried to do is I tried to take, like, you know, as far as the resolution 39, whatever it was, and kind of take similar things, put them together, you know, in one area, and trying, because there's so many things, but some of them are fairly similar. And then the other thing I was thinking about is, as far as, okay, what do we need? For instance, in order to go out and talk to the community about the police department and policing, we need more education. At least I need more education about, you know, what, you know, some of the policies and procedures are. And so I kind of took a look at that kind of a vision that way. As far as the survey, I wasn't sure. I put it into, you know, the enhanced communication and relations, you know, one of the first ones, you know, complete, analyze, develop, and recommend an action plan, because I wasn't sure how soon we were going to get to that, you know, how soon it was going to be done. And yeah, I did it rather quickly. And yeah, like I said, it was a really rough draft. Yeah, that was basically my thinking, how I went into it.
Okay. Looking around. Susan, do you have any comments?
I agree with what's being discussed at the moment. The agreement with Rick's goals, they make sense. I think that if there's a place at, you know, later, that it's to flesh out just what are the objectives under each one. I mean, what's there makes sense, but is there a need to put anything else or move some of them around? I don't know. I reviewed it a little bit earlier, but seems to look good at this point.
Yes, I think we can consolidate some under kind of the same category and work with them that way. Let's have some more input. Esmeralda. Hello.
Sorry, I was trying to unmute myself. I agree with what's been told also. I was looking also what was sent earlier in the email, and I think that a couple of the things that I kind of like dragged my attention was, one of them is to enhance the community relationship and all what is put in there. And also the training, getting some more information about learning about the policing and to promote the public awareness of the city. So learn a little bit more about what are the programs or what is the stuff that the police can do with the community.
Okay.
I think Fernando had his hand up.
Fernando.
Thank you, Chair. So I got to clear something up for myself, because the first link for these goals was that big goals and objectives had, you know, it was a large document. Are those narrowed down into this really nice summary, first off?
So the large document that you received was all of the city goals. That's all the city departments, all the city committees, and each one has ultimately a generic goal, you know, like, say, enhance community relations. That's the goal. How are we going to do that? And that's the objectives. And, like, the things that Rick, they're obtainable, they are measurable, you know when you've achieved them, instead of a blanket statement. And so that's what you got. And then if you were able to open up the document that Patty sent, that was Rick's ultimately his version of summarizing specifically to the police advisory committee. I don't want to speak for you, Rick, but when I looked at this, I was like, man, I wish you would have did mine. I really like your format.
Yeah, it's really nice. I like it as well, Rick.
And we just met, so our police department does an annual strategy session, and we just had ours last week with our leadership of our department, so myself, lieutenant, and the sergeants. And we've identified our goals. First, we go through and we look at, you know, how did we do on our goals for 21-22, and then we've just identified our goals for 22-23. A lot of time, our goals generally are the same because we have to do so many things we have to repeat. We did add a couple this year that really have just a lot to do with really enhancing community relations. So we want our goals to, one, they have to align with the city's Vision 2040 goals. And the other is, because this is a new committee, knowing that, you know, one of your goals was going to be enhanced community relations, we tried to also mirror ours so that they're going to be similar to the committee's.
Just for my clarification, is this the kind of place where we can say we, one of our goals is to hold a town hall meeting?
Yeah, so that would be through, that would be an objective. And so it's, you know, where do you want to put that under? And I guess what, not to put everybody on the spot, but, you know, we were all given a relatively short notice. I have to have our goals submitted. And then because it's, Patty and I are the staff persons for the committee, we have to submit these to the city's goal system the first part of December. And so identifying, I'd much rather see personally more objectives than goals. Goals, again, are very broad, but you can have 2 to 12 objectives under one goal. I mean, you can have as many as you like. It's just whatever this committee feels, what can we accomplish in fiscal year 22-23?
Looking for more input.
If I may, I really like the complete, analyze, and develop, and recommend an action plan from the results of the community survey. That is a great one. That's the whole purpose of doing the survey. And so timing-wise, I think that's great. But again, remember, I'm the staff person. I'm here to answer questions, offer advice, but this is your committee and your goals. The only thing we're going to do is take what the group decides, put those on paper.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Susan. I would say, Ed, you talked about the holding a town hall. I think Rick has it down as holding a public meeting. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah, but I believe it seems to me
it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And maybe what we need to do is go through, if we've had, it seems we've had some agreement, these are good goals. Now maybe it's going goal by goal and like talking about each of the objectives to see if they fit under those goals, if they need to be moved, if there's a new one. A different objective, one we want to get rid of, something, maybe that might be the way to move forward.
Yes. Shall we use Rick's as a guideline and start with enhance community relations?
I did have something I wanted to add.
Sure, go ahead.
I wanted to say that I think that the second one is really important, especially to me as a member of the student body, just because of how the school uses the police, like what they call the police for. I know that like the regular checks are like drug checks and all of that. I'm not saying anything about that, but like for mental health calls, I think it would be important if we could like teach people at the school how to call like the mental health professionals instead of the police or anything like that, and just like review what they're calling the police for and if it could be shifted at all.
Okay. I'm trying to think about what that would go under. It would be under community relations and understanding the duties Now, I'm going to kind of step out of character here for a minute, since I've been involved in law enforcement for a long time. I know sometimes, and I'm not aware of it happening here in Newport, but I've worked at some cities where if the police officers were out there, they locked up the bathrooms and all the parks, they locked up this building, they did that, and you better do it on time. Well, what if you have a call? So see, that's, in my opinion only, that's kind of a misuse of the officer's time out there. So thinking about that, mental health is another good example. So as we're putting this together, would it be more fitting to put it in as to what the officers are there for?
There is a, within the manual, I thought I had seen, you know, procedures in dealing with mental health and potentially how this committee could address that is review that and see what the current protocols are and provide any kind of feedback, you know, with you know, this committee's, perceptive as far as, you know, their thinking, you know, whether, you know, people are thinking it meets, you know, all the check marks, inclusion, you know, and, you know, equity and whether it meets the needs of mental health individuals. I mean, that'd be one way to do it.
Okay. Any more input along those lines?
If I were to rearrange the list here that has the 9-1, then I would move number 4 to number 1 as far as community education, because that's kind of what Rick was saying, is get both feet into what we're going to be learning, and then we can maybe move into community perspective, for example, and then we could add these other.
Okay.
So the one that Fernando just mentioned, the committee members to participate in training, et cetera, is written ultimately as an objective. And I guess the question would be, what would be the goal for that?
Are you saying something beyond education itself?
Community education would be the goal.
Yeah.
Right?
Committee education.
Correct. I meant committee. Yeah. Did I say community? I meant committee education. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that does help in giving us the background.
Right. So one of our goals is to, that we're talking about, is to give the committee members education in some of these areas so that they can see the ins and outs and ups and downs of it, so that we can communicate better with the community on the whys this is done that way. Is that the way?
And then, you know, if you're looking at an objective, if that's the goal, you know, what you could do as far as, you know, measurable objective is that, and I think I have it in one of mine, is that to review one or two, you know, police procedures, protocols on a monthly basis, you know, that, you know, how, you know, it'd be sent out, we review, discuss, you know, and make that part of the meeting.
So if, like, having a meeting, then have a section of the meeting as an educational time?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. As you know, recurring. So we look at, you know, say that there's a, in the manual, there's a protocol on dealing with mentally ill, you know, to review that, you know, and then at the meeting, you know, people can give their thoughts. Whether, you know, maybe it already hits the mark and then we just move on. And that way you're providing education, you know, and reviewing something at the same time.
Okay.
So is it fair to say that the goal would be Police Advisory Committee education, and then the objective would be committee members to participate in training to learn more about policing procedures?
Correct. And I got three of them. They're about the same. I just wasn't sure how I liked it written. Like the three in the middle, they're pretty much addressing the same thing. The provide community perspective, educate committee members to participate in, you know, that I was meant in my thinking that two of those were going to disappear and only one was going to, you know, would stay because they're so similar.
Kind of like the saying, educating the educators to educate the other people. That's good. Okay, any other comments, points?
May I ask a question?
You may.
So taking Rick's document, and I guess what we're trying to do is, and I think Patty's trying to solicit, what is the goal, what is the objective based on these conversations, and I guess another goal, enhance community relations, and then based on the conversation I pretty much identified three of those as objectives: the complete, analyze, and develop and recommend an action plan from the results of the community survey, hold a public meeting, and then also review the resident, I think you meant complaint process protocols, and provide recommendations to build trust.
Correct.
Right. Those are three very sound goals. I think that would be, they're measurable, something to accomplish. It's more of a statement, I guess, than a question.
Okay. Any more input?
What was the third one?
The review the resident complaint process.
What was the second one?
Hold a public meeting.
Scratching.
Well, I was just pulling out the discussion here of what everybody had said. So we're just trying to not minimize your conversation, but took your conversation into words so they can input these into the city's goal system.
Right.
Is the committee in agreement on the enhanced community relations as the goal and then those three items, or would you like more for objectives or to change the objectives?
The only question I would have within 12 months, are we going to be ready for a town hall or town meeting and I don't know. That's why I'm kind of wondering if that's too soon, if it's maybe it's not, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
I can tell you, so I'm optimistic. One of our goals for the police department prior to having a committee was to have our second town hall. And the plan was to have it towards the end of the year. And once we did, we then postponed it a little bit, waiting for the results of the survey so that we could share those with the community. And if we have things to work on, our action plan of what it is we're gonna do to improve those, to change those low marks to high marks, whether that's earning trust, whatever it may be. So this is probably gonna be done around the first of the year, which gives us all the way until June of 2023 to do another one. And so if we can be able to do something like this a couple times a year, I mean, this would be great.
Okay.
Just a reminder, Chief, these are our goals starting July 1st, 2022 for one full year.
Correct.
That is correct. Thank you.
And the only other thing that I put down, and I put down as a question mark because I was gone during the course of the summer, but didn't some committee members get together and do some sort of I don't know if it was like a you know, talk to people, you know, that in a booth like atmosphere type of thing, or didn't you guys do something? Like it would have been in August or
National Night Out.
Yeah. Yep. Is that something, you know, would that be, and I don't know if you know, I'm thinking, you know, like the county fair, you know, and you've got all these organizations that have kind of like a booth, you know, and you can go up and talk about, you know, whatever their particular area is. Is that something that this group would be interested in, and in having something like that, you know, with you know, maybe with the police? I don't know if the police department does that anyway. I'm trying to think that I thought I saw maybe county, but I can't remember if I saw the Newport, you know, department there. But that might be something, a way to, for this committee to be reaching out and being there for, you know, community.
We did have a booth at the National Night Out, and it was very interesting. Once you got people to sit down across from you and talk and get them to open up, it really started good conversations going and getting their children to be involved regardless of their age. And mm-hmm. some of the best questions was from this little five-year-old.
Yeah. So you already have that objective done.
But I'm with you, Rick. I think the more training we can get as a committee, the more comfortable we will be doing these things. There's so many events that occur that we have the opportunity to walk and talk around these events and just keep getting people to open up and talk. So I like your idea.
Rick, would you like to add that fourth
Mr.
one?
Chair.
I'm sorry, Mindy.
I would just like to see us create a brochure for things like that. Just
sure.
A committee brochure with links and all that.
Okay.
I saw that somewhere.
That's a short little objective we could have.
Right.
So create a brochure under enhanced community relations as one of the objectives?
I'm
I think
for it.
It fits there.
Good idea.
And then based on Rick's comments about the booth at a community event such as the county fair or National Night Out or Saturday Market, I mean, any kind of event you guys wanted to staff, would you like that to be a objective also under community relations enhance?
I would.
Yeah.
I think it's a good way to reach out to people.
So that's five objectives under that one goal, which is great. There's another goal of the community education through learning more about policing procedures. Harper mentioned one that I'm not sure how to put into words. I think is a great topic, but if you guys could maybe, if she could bring that up again, or you guys could identify an actual goal and objective or two.
I think the objective that I would pull out of what I said, which I know is kind of a jumble of words, I wasn't sure how to put it either, would be to review what calls the police get from the school, and aside from ones that are things like checking the school for drugs and everything like that, that the police need to do. So for things like mental health, maybe directing the school to other resources that are more specified for that and more helpful, unless in need of like immediate emergencies, you know?
mental health awareness.
Would that be something for us or something for the police department specifically?
I'm not sure. I don't know if we can look at the specific calls that the police get from the school, but if we can, then we can certainly do it.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So the objective I came up with is to review police activity at Lincoln County School District schools and available resources and alternatives to handle those calls for service. Is that fair, Harper?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
What would the goal be? Because that's our objective.
Maybe to decrease the amount of reliance the school has on the police for mental health issues.
I see one head nod. Susan, you represent the school. Do you have thoughts on this? Do you have thoughts you want to share?
Well, I'm interested. I just would say I'm interested I would love to talk to Harper some other time about this, the perception, like it's, what's it based on? What does she know that's actually, she believes is actually happening within the schools? Just because it's an interesting topic that I don't know that I have enough evidence to be able to say that does or doesn't happen. So,
I'd be willing to talk with you anytime. Yeah, shoot me a text. We are having like Mental Health Awareness Week at school right now, so I know a little bit more than I used to, but I don't know the actual process for it. I just know what, people I know have gone through with the school, so I'd definitely be willing to talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll reach out at some point, and we'll set something up. But because I know that we do have other avenues for mental health help, and it's, it's interesting. I would say it's shocking to me to believe that our first response at the school district would be to reach out to police to come help us with a mental health thing that's going on. But that's not to say it doesn't happen.
Okay, very good.
So I came up with a goal to analyze. Go ahead, Rick.
I was just going to say, would that still fit under community relations and or, reviewing policy procedures type of thing?
Either that or it could stand alone. I came up with for the goal is to analyze police response to Lincoln County schools. And then specifically the objective is to review the actual police activity.
Sounds good.
Okay. Any more input? I thought of another situation that I think the committee would have fun with and work with. When's the next Citizen Police Academy?
Not scheduled due to COVID.
Okay. But when we hold another Citizen Police Academy, as the committee, I think it'd be good to be there and do a little bit of a presentation, but let the citizenry know as they learn about the police department that there are also communications that are open that they can get more ideas from. So just something to think about. Anything else on the goals?
Shouldn't we just go to the next?
I kind of jumped all around. So there's two sections that were kind of combined in there. Rick said he had a little bit of redundancy in there, but the two middle ones, the provide community perspectives and then educate committee members. Mm-hmm. Did you want to identify a goal or objective out of that? Are you happy with the three goals and quite a few objectives now? Your committee, your goals. Not yet.
The only thing I would say is I think we should have something in it where that that deals with educating committee members and reviewing policies and protocols and so forth. How that said, you know, is however whatever the group, you know, feels comfortable with. Like I said, those three are pretty much the same. It's just they're worded differently, but they all have to do with educating the committee and then by reviewing protocols, procedures, and so forth.
So I added the review 1-2 procedures protocols during each meeting under the committee education. So that would be one more objective under the goal of committee education.
Okay.
Does that work for you guys?
Works for me.
I like head shakes.
Okay. Everybody satisfied with what we have? We can always review later, correct?
So I think, well, kind of. Not sure what happens. I mean, once I hit enter, we have access to it because we have to go through and update them. We have the ability to edit them, but these are ultimately are going to go to our city council, and they're going to use these as part of their goal setting. And so they'll take committee goals. They'll take each individual department goals. They look at, it's quite the system. I'd really encourage anybody to attend the council meeting, even if it's via Zoom, when they go through goal setting and the process that they do. It's an all-day event. It's pretty laboring. But they also then look at how many committee goals do they want to adopt as their own city goals. And because this is a new committee, I don't know. I mean, I know that all these things that you guys have talked about are very popular in society right now. A lot of buzzwords, frequently talked everywhere. So we'll see. Okay. But what I could do is Patty and I could put this together early next week, email it out to everybody with a, did we capture what you guys said? And then the only thing is you just have to reply individually to Patty. You can't reply to all so that it doesn't become a meeting. Is that fair?
Yes.
Sounds good.
And then through a couple of emails, hopefully you can get it finalized and we can be able to enter them in the first of the month.
Correct. Sounds good to me.
Chief?
Yes.
I've got a question for you. You know, when I was looking at the duties and stuff in the resolution, I didn't understand what review police officer performance was. I mean, that seems like a police department goal, not our committee. I mean, what does that mean for us? You understand what I mean? It says we're to review police officer performance. I mean, that's almost an HR question.
I saw that too in the resolution. So,
yeah,
I'll ask the chief if he can answer it. He's our answer man. So,
boy, I helped write it. You think I'd know? Which letter is it, Mindy?
It is, I think it's, just a second, I'll get it. It is,
it's B, to educate committee members regarding police policy, protocols, procedures, and update, review police officer performance, and to provide a community perspective and recommend concerns on procedures, programs, and the effectiveness of police services.
Right. Section 9B.
I don't know, because everything surrounding that before and after is very clear.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe this is... CM and I worked a lot together on this, and maybe when she comes back, she might have a better perspective. Because I agree.
It's neither here nor there, really, but it was a curiosity for me.
I can tell you that I know there was a lot of discussion in drafting this where it talked about oversight, looking at actually complaints that come in. But then there's a lot of, as you mentioned, there's a lot of human resource rules that come in about, you know, protecting staff's rights. And so
yeah,
we have to be careful with that. As much
and
as
union, I assume.
Yep. As much as we'd like to be an open book, we still will follow the rules.
Yes. Good question, Mindy. Any others? Okay. Do we have any, Patty, do we have any public comments or anything? All right. Committee comments.
The only thing that, only comment that or that I have is there any thought where we can potentially do it, you know, go to a hybrid again meeting where you know, if folks want to meet in person, they can do that, and then kind of transition back to, you know, in person meetings.
It's kind of a driven at the city right now. The last directive we had was back to the virtual meetings. So I think it's something where the city's constantly looking at. It's based on outbreak numbers and ultimately the safety. So, I mean, this is a committee that I would love to definitely have in person. I think it's a lot easier to interact face-to-face, interrupt each other. You know, it's a lot easier than Zoom. So don't give up. I think we'll be back in person eventually.
Yeah, I like those, your eyeball to eyeball with people, the energy level rises and a lot of good things can go. All right. Anybody else have any comments?
I have one.
Yes, sir.
One of the things I'd like to add to the agenda with committee approval is I was looking at other committees in the city, agendas, things like that, and they're all different based upon what it is they do, but just about all of them have a director's report. And what that is ultimately just kind of a status report of our department. You know, how many openings we have, what are we going at with hiring, significant events that have happened in the office. Are you guys okay with that?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. I don't want to hog the meeting, but, and I'll just give you a quick one right now is hiring is still bleak for us. We've gone through multiple hiring processes, and when we are able to get people through the initial interviews, we've been pretty unsuccessful in our backgrounds, and we're not going to lower our standards at all. We have a certain standard that we've kept and people have to meet. And so we have another round going right now. I believe we are interviewing 9 over the next 2 days, an initial interview, and the ones that make that cut will then get invited to an in-person interview. And the ones that make that will then move on to the background phase. So one of the things we've done for years, but is actually now a state law, is the very comprehensive background, the psychological testing. These are things that we've always done with the Newport Police, but you know, now it just drives it home that it is a requirement. And so we are struggling a little bit getting applicants. We've done everything for laterals. We've added a $5,000 bonus. We do competitive pay for entry level. I think we're one of the few agencies that actually does a $2,500 hiring bonus for an entry level police officer. And we're still struggling to find good candidates, but we're gonna keep trying.
Good.
Regarding candidates, it's just kind of another thing I was gonna, I guess, ask at some point. As far as, what are you seeing as far as candidates? Are you getting more of a diverse group of folks, or? I think probably, and I don't know, it seems like the officers that have come have all been white male. At least, you know, do we have, you know, any kind of more of a diverse group as far as you're seeing coming in and applying, or is it about the same?
No, we're seeing a lot more. So we're not seeing as many. And, you know, while we used to get hundreds back in the day, you know, we're now into the dozens. But I can tell you over the last 5 years, I'm seeing a lot more diversity, really in the applications, not in just, I think, in socioeconomic standards, things like that. People with much different employment backgrounds have done, you know, just things that historically haven't led up to police work, you know, security work, things like that. We are seeing an increase in military, which we are happy to see. But we are seeing The last officer that we did hire, you know, was Latino, and we have had more female applicants, you know, but they still have to meet those minimum standards. They still have to get through the testing, you know, and things like that. And we don't meet the person until about phase four. So we don't even know who the person is, even on the phone screen. We don't know anything about them except their application.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Any more comments from the committee? Okay, I wish all of you...
Yes. I do have a question, sorry. Because I think we discussed either a couple minutes ago, the December meeting, was it going to get moved also or not? I don't recall.
The 15th.
The week before. Yeah. The third weekend instead of the fourth weekend. Does that sound right?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Good, good. I want to wish everybody a very safe and good Thanksgiving coming up next week. And keep two of our members in your thoughts. We've got two with medical issues, and they'll be getting better soon. Okay, hearing nothing else, we will be adjourned at 7:14.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.